Everlasting Father, I come before you, your people, and I pray, O Lord, that your word this morning will lift us up.
Amen.
Your word will remove depression from our lives today in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive the grace and the anointing to count our blessings one by one all the days of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
To appreciate what you have done for us, O Lord, every time. So that depression is not part of us in this world. That we receive today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the title is, What Moves You? What Moves You? What are those things that moves you? We have read how David was moved by what was going on around him. And he began to talk to God. He became passionate. He said he even paid for, he has not stolen anything. But because he was even accused of stealing, he has to restitute for what he did not do. Can you imagine that? And we have heard that several times, you know. Two, we have read about it. You see, when I was in Nigeria, whenever I read on the newspaper, that somebody is cast into prison. Somebody is sentenced to death. In Nigeria, I feel sorry for people like that. Because I see what is going on around me. I see corruption. You know, there was one armed robber that was shot. And till the time he was being shot, true or false, I don't know. He kept on saying, no, I am an armed robber. But this one that I've been shot for, I never partook in it. Can you imagine that? Up to the time he was being silenced, bullet being poured into his body. Those are his words. So I begin to wonder, what type of justice system is this? But whenever I read about anybody being sentenced to death in America, I said, that individual deserves it. Why? Because of the wrong perception that I have that America has the best justice system all over the world. But when I came, and I saw what was happening, I begin to ask for forgiveness. May God take us out of our ignorances in the mighty name of Jesus. A lot of people have been cast into jail, even in this country, and they knew nothing about it. We will not walk in the wrong place at the wrong time in the mighty name of Jesus. So David was talking to God. You can see in that passage that we read. He said in verse 9, however, but the seal for the house has eaten me up. Coming to God, coming to the temple, as we come to the church this morning, has eaten him up. You know? And the reproaches of those who reproach you are falling on me. So he begins to look at what is going on. So when I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, they became my reproach. Can you imagine that? However, if you go to Paul, if you look at the life of Paul in Acts of Apostles, chapter 20, verse 24, Paul says something there, but none of these things move me. Can you imagine that? None of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself. Wow. May God give us the grace to reach this standard in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, none of these things move me. None of this evil I see around move me. And I keep on asking people, when they see all these evils happening, and they begin, some of our Christian brothers are ready to take their sword and begin to fight. And the question is, are you going to fight physically because of what is happening around you? When Jesus Christ himself prescribed these things, prophesied it, if you read Matthew chapter 24, 25, 26, Jesus said, towards the end of the hour, all sorts of things will happen. Wars. Brothers against brothers. This is not happening now. Nations against nations. People will come with all sorts of perverted, types of life. Men marrying men. Women, marrying women. Yeah, is it not happening? You know? But Paul said, all these things, no, move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. So if you allow what is happening around you to move you, you might not finish this race in joy. You might finish it with depression. There is no doubt that when you look at the history of Nigeria, the military did more harm than good. No doubt about that. So when we eventually returned to civilian role in the 80s, early 80s, around 1979, you know, the first civilian regime, after so long, Professor Ayodele Awojobi became an activist. And to make sure that that republic stands and correct all the virtues, all the nonsense that was going on, and to make sure that that democracy grows, this man was going to court. He was a civil engineer, I think, mechanical engineer by profession, a professor of mechanical engineering in the University of Lagos. But he was going to court for everything to correct all this. So whenever the government did something wrong, it would go to court. You know, at the time, he was charged that you are not a lawyer. What are you coming here to do to file charges all the time? You know what the man did? He went back to the University of Lagos and registered for law. And became a professor, and became an evening law student. He was fighting, but suddenly the military came back. It was a shock to him. How can? And unfortunately, people rejoice. That day that the military came over. I think it was December 31st, 1983. Yeah, 83. My father jumped from his bed and he was praising God. I shook my head as a young man. I said, this man doesn't know what he's doing. Tell him, the military will never hand over to a civilian regime. So, Buhari came, from Buhari to Babangida, Babangida to Abacha. And we all know the rubbish he did. But do you know that depression, that the military came back, the stress, killed Professor Ayodele Awojobi. He died. Because he couldn't continue. I know one of my professors who also said that the day I had Lieutenant so-so-so, that would be the day he would leave the country. That was the day my professor left the country, true. Till today, he never returned to that country. He said, I am tired of serving under the military. Professor Tade Akin. He is today the president of MasterCard Foundation. Professor Akin. He will be 70 next year. Some of us plan to celebrate him elaborately. Then he was appointed president of MasterCard Foundation. And he wrote back, said, look, Daddy, you cannot celebrate me openly anymore. Anything you want to do now has to be, you know, privately. You wanted to go to Nigeria and celebrate it. We are planning, three of us, we are planning a big celebration for him to mark his 70th birthday. Being a very virtuous, beautiful intellectual. I passed through him. So we are trying to celebrate him next year. I said, no. You can no more celebrate the open. So what we plan to do now is just to write a book and do a virtual scientific seminar and launch the book. Whereas initially we were already getting Paul at the University of Lagos. We were inviting renowned professors from all over Nigeria, myself, my friend in Canada, and then one of our link in Nigeria, who's also a professor. He said, no, you can't do that anymore. But the man left. Why? Because he said, no. Instead of me dying, I better leave. And he left. He left the system. So Tade Akin. Now that stress killed Professor and you're doing what you do. What moved you is what I'm trying to talk about this morning. But Paul is saying nothing. All those things never moved me. Don't be moved by what is going on around you, brethren. If you are moved by what is going on around you, you suffer from depression. You suffer from heartache. Paul said, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with what? With joy. And the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. All the days of your life, you will go about testifying to the gospel of the grace of God in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace of God will lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. So, the great gift of humankind is the ability to be moved. Yeah, we all have that gift. We can be moved. We can be inspired. Some people are moved by art. They will say, art work like this. What, I don't even see anything in it. I remember where I served as a social worker, the agency. I don't know how I can describe the woman. Am I permitted to use the word awful? No? I don't know. As awful as the woman is in character, she's moved by the work of art. She loves art, which I don't see anything. Look at it. What's the value of this? You see people going and buying a work of art for millions of. To me, it's a waste of money because it doesn't move me. But some people are moved by the work of art. Okay? Some people, it's music. Yeah. And I think many of us fall into that category. When you hear good music, you want to listen to it. You know, music is of international language. It doesn't mean, just the sound alone. You don't need to know even the meaning of the word. And you are moved. Okay? So, some people, it is just the architectural design, architecture. Some people are moved by people as well. You know, you see let me use this word again too, as awful as Jackson was. You know Jackson? That boy that sang Michael Jackson. He's a man, okay. To me, it was very awful. But our children followed him like, no man, I remember the day he died. Tayo said, come to me, say, do you know? I said, when he died, he didn't come. What's that? He looked at me and said, daddy? I said, yes. I said, I'm never moved by that guy because of certain things that I've read about him. You know, but some people are moved by his music and they are moved by his personality. Some people are moved by nature. Some just poetry. Listening to poets, poetry, they are moved. And some people are moved by acting. Haven't you seen people watching a film and they are crying? And I will ask them, well, that thing is just a movie. It's not real. You know? And so on and so forth. Some people are also inspired by fear. Fear will never come over you in the mighty name of Jesus. So what we are emphasizing this morning is that godly motivations, you know, move us to dream big. When you have godly motivations, it moves you to dream big. Unwise motivations inspire us to retreat. You will not retreat in the pursuit of happiness in the mighty name of Jesus. So Apostle Paul says something profound in that scripture that we read. Said, but none of these things moves me. Now, what was he talking about? He was talking about that fear of persecution from those who oppose his ministry in Jerusalem does not move him. He wasn't moved by their threats or more generally anything that might befall him in future. He's not moved. Number three. Why? Because he didn't count all these things as dear to his life. Didn't count his life as dear to himself. My life belonged to who? To Christ. Yeah? Therefore, no divination, no cause can come upon me if Jesus did not permit it. Praise the Lord. So he viewed his life as belonging to God, not to himself. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Quickly. 1 Corinthians 6, I don't have it here. I hope the technical can help me. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Your body belongs to God. Your life belongs to God. Don't let any fear move you. Don't let any threat from anybody move you. Praise the Lord. So Paul was primarily saying one thing. The ministry which he received from the Lord Jesus Christ to testify to the gospel of grace of God is the only thing that moves him. At least the greater our God-given dream, our vision, our ministry, the less we are moved by the things of this world. Praise the Lord. And David, in Psalm 70, verses 4 and 5, said one thing. He said, let those who seek God rejoice and be glad in him. Amen. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. God will be magnified in your life. He said, but I am poor and needy. God is talking to God. God, you know I have no power of my own. Make haste, O God. Why? Because you are my help and you are my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. God will not delay in answering your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. God shall be magnified in your situation. God will make haste in coming to you. God will be your help. Let's be on our feet this morning. Let's be on our feet and begin to talk to God. Father, don't allow any of these things going around move me. Be my rock. Let me be magnified. Let every situation in my life that may want to move me negatively be downplayed. Make haste in coming to me, Lord. Be my help. No matter what goes on around me, I remain solid in you. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Brethren, COVID-19 will not move you. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is saying that we will not obey the rules and regulations. We will. The wave is coming back. Scientists are saying that it will not move you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your winter will not be dark. In the mighty name of Jesus. The power of God will be for you. The joy of the Lord will be for you. You will conquer. You will live a victorious life. In the mighty name of hunger will not come your way. Danger will not come your way. Wherever you have people, when you hear concerning them, it shall be good news. Some of us have children all over the place. One day I told my wife, you worry too much. She was worried about her sister in Nigeria living with somebody else. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worried about her sister living with somebody in Nigeria. That one left where she's supposed to be living, where we all know she is, and moved with a friend unknown. And my wife was worried. I was calling, was shouting at the phone and said, go and buy tickets and go there. Your daughters that are here with you, do you know who they live with in their hostels? Your son that is here with you, do you know who he lives with in his hostel in the school? Don't allow situations around to move you. Render everything to God. We are going to pray. I render my life unto you, Lord. I shall not be moved. Go ahead. You will not be moved. You are like a solid rock. Surrender all to him this morning. Surrender. Take control. Ask God to take control of your life, of your situation. Is it your finances? You will be millionaires. Is it because of your accent? No. You will be the preferred one. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your children will not lack. You will not lack any good thing in your life. Because nothing shall move you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, I thank you. King of kings, I bless you this morning. We shall never be moved. Because the power of God is there for us to rely on. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. There are two and only two basic approaches to life. We can attempt to handle life adversities either through self-resource deliverance or through looking outside ourselves for deliverance. We can look in or look out. Psalms, especially Psalms of Lament, such as these, train us to look outside ourselves to God. I pray this morning, no matter the situation in your life, you will look unto God. You will not look unto man. Man cannot do anything for you. Do you know that Jane, I'm sorry, what's the name of her name? What's her name? Is it Rachel? Rachel and Leah? Did I get it? Or is it Rebecca and Leah? I think it's Rachel and Leah. Rachel looked unto Jacob. She went to Jacob. Give me a child or I die. What can be? Because her sister was bearing children like chicken. How come that she is just bearing children and you can't give me any? Look unto God this morning. Look unto God. You're going to talk to God silently. What are those difficult areas of your life that you have been thinking only man can do? Or only God can do it? Bring it to God this morning. Bring those areas of your life. Is it your paper? Your documentation in this country? Only God can do it, oh. Your pastor cannot do anything. That brother that's promised to fight for you cannot do anything. It's a lie. Only God can do it. Except God goes into him. We have seen situations where it is just the day to go to the interview. And then they start making unreasonable demand. And then threaten that I will not go to that interview. You don't do this, you don't do that. That's to tell you how man can disappoint. What is that area that you think it is difficult? God will do it for you. God will be magnified in that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rely only on God, moment by moment. You will rely only on God, moment by moment. Father, I thank you for your word. Because I know only you can do it. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Those difficult things that you are passing through, God will do them for you. They will become stepping stones to your success. Every stumbling block on your way will become stepping stone to your success. In the mighty name of Jesus. You shall be blessed. You will testify to the goodness of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Amen. This is where we